So I think I can record this. Just please forgive my congested voice. I'm probably going to sound gross and weird. And also there's fans in the background because it's so hot. So sorry about that. Orgasms. So for orgasms, for me, from clitoral stimulation, like oral sex or fingers or using a vibrator, when I'm masturbating, everything is much more intensely concentrated in a smaller area. It's kind of like tingling. It's kind of like an itch. I would imagine it's not that much different than how it feels for guys, but I don't know. That's just what I would imagine. I do get some feeling sort of up and down my legs, but it's really, really mostly just all focused between my legs. Playing with my nipples can increase the intensity. Like, that feels good, and it can make it feel more intense. But I'm not one of those people, girls, who can orgasm from nipple stimulation alone. Unfortunately, I guess. So it just, the feelings will just build in intensity until I reach a certain point where I know that I'm going to be able to orgasm. So this kind of orgasm, it's like everything, it feels like everything is laid out in front of me, and I'm going towards it, and I can see it all happening. And the orgasm itself is like jumping off a cliff. Like, there's this moment of almost nothingness, like a pleasurable nothingness. And then after that sort of split, I don't know if it's a second or a moment, then I guess the orgasm proper happens, like contractions. It's not like electricity, it's more like being flooded. And the best way that I can think of to describe this kind of orgasm for me is that it's like there's a straight path on a hill, very well defined straight path, and I can get on that path, and I can run up the hill, and I know every step of the way, I know all the signposts along the way, and I know when orgasm is going to happen. And then when it does, I guess, like I said, it sort of feels like jumping off or being pushed off the cliff, and then it happens. If I'm masturbating, I'm really sleepy afterwards. I always want to sleep, so I guess I kind of go brain dead. So if it's daytime, I always set my phone, always set an alarm, because I'll fall asleep. So I usually, I don't know, I'll sleep for 5 or 10 minutes afterwards. If it's a really strong orgasm, sometimes you can get like little aftershocks, which do kind of feel like little electrical blips almost. And I don't know if it happens from like shifting my body around or like moving my legs or something, but if I feel that, if I like squeeze my thighs together or something, or like rub, I can have like one or two little almost like mini orgasms from that. So that's kind of weird and fun. If I'm with someone, so if it's like oral sex or anything else, if I'm with someone, then I feel woken up. Then orgasms will always wake me up, and I don't want to sleep. I want to keep going. Although I never have more than one orgasm from this way, like whether, you know, from a vibrator or oral sex or something, because it's too much. It's too much for me. I know, I think some girls or women can kind of keep going that way, but I can't. That's too much. So I'd have to switch to something different. Okay, so on to orgasms from penetration. So for me, that would be either from sex or a toy when masturbating. The feelings are way more spread out across my pelvis, and I have way more sensation, way more feelings going up and down my legs and my arms too. I guess you'd say it's kind of more diffuse, but still pretty intense and less predictable. So it's kind of like a tingling, I guess. And there is some feeling of pressure building after a while. And there's the same kind of gradual building of intensity. It is more spread out. I'm not sure if it spreads more closer to orgasm. I really don't know. But the feeling of pressure can increase. I guess I describe it like instead of being like a straight path where I can see what's ahead of me and I kind of know everything that's going to happen. Like I said, it's less predictable, so it feels almost like being on a boat, and there's a, oh, sorry, that cricking sound, that's my water bottle, sorry. I'm distracted. Okay, so, yeah, it's like being on a boat, and I'm trying to get from one end to the other, but there's this big storm, there's big waves, and the boat is getting rocked back and forth, and I'm getting like tossed around and pushed around by all this. So I have less control. It's a feeling of less control over what's happening in a sense. And I can't really tell when the orgasm's gonna happen. I mean, I guess there has to be kind of a certain level of intensity that I know has to be there before an orgasm is gonna happen, but it's way less predictable. It feels like it comes at me sideways, like I'm broadsided when it happens. And it always feels like almost like a shock or a surprise when I have an orgasm this way. It's different in that there isn't that kind of feeling of jumping off of something and having that feeling of nothingness or like a peak of nothingness. It's more like this, I guess it is like a flood. It feels like kind of a release of pressure, which I know is usually squirting. And sometimes I'll have a feeling like I want to bear down or like push out whatever's inside me. And then there will be, of course, contractions, which is the orgasm. But I'm not quite sure what the order of all that is. It's just, there's a lot of these different things happening. And it feels amazing across my whole pelvis and even up and down my legs. It feels really good. So it is kind of the same because it's an orgasm, but there's different stuff going on. And during sex, as always, I'm woken up, the orgasms wake me up. And, if I can get to the point where I can have one orgasm during sex, then 9 times out of 10, it's pretty easy for me to have several orgasms. It's just a matter of getting to the one, which doesn't always happen. And it feels, I don't know, for afterglow, I guess it feels, I don't know, my whole body will feel really good afterwards. And because I'm kind of woken up in my brain, afterwards, I'm I'm one of those girls that'll want to talk your ear off after sex. I like talking after sex. I don't know if that's a stereotype for girls. I think, I don't know, we have different things going on in our brain chemistry, I guess. So yeah, I think that's it. Oh, well, there's orgasm from anal sex too, which is kind of similar, except it's not quite as intense. It's a little more of a quiet kind of orgasm. It's a little more diffuse. Speaking for myself, I can only ever have an orgasm in one certain position during anal sex. And I will always squirt if I have an orgasm from anal sex. And it's different. It's a really different kind of almost weird feeling because again, the orgasm itself is kind of like feels the same, but it's so weird having this feeling of almost like emptiness, sort of this aching emptiness. But then at the same time, in my bum, it's all like, you know, it's full and it's stretched and there's pressure there. And so it's a weird kind of orgasm. And I don't know what it's like. I've never masturbated with anal toys. I don't know, so I can't speak to how it would be different masturbating. I don't know why I've never masturbated with anal toys or anal play. I don't know. I think for me it's about, a lot of anal sex is about the fact that it's someone doing it to me instead of, oh my God, you know what? I've got to turn this off. I'm rambling. I'm not going to go off on that. I'm really sorry. It's 12 minutes and, I'm just going to turn it off. Okay.